All right, and with that said, we are honored to present Sister Christy Rao. She is the wife of Brother Jeff Rao, who is the assistant pastor at Truth Church. We have great respect and admiration for Brother and Sister Rao. I know we heard some great things from Sister Rao here just a few Saturdays ago, and we look forward to hearing what she is going to offer us today. Sister Rao, are you there?
Yes, I am, Brother Vic.
Okay, I'm turning it over to you, Sister Rao.
Thank you, Brother Vic. I wanted to make one more announcement before we get going. Sister Clark wanted me to announce that she does have the winners for the scavenger hunt that took place last Saturday, and she will be announcing the winners, and she also has prizes. So those of you that got your text in, and it was really a challenge trying to figure out all these winners because there is a lot of runner-ups for some of the items that she was having you guys find. Texts were coming in at the same exact time, so it was fun trying to figure all that out. But she will be announcing the winners. Anyways, with that being said, good morning, Truth Church. And I am extremely thankful for this opportunity to speak to our church. And I just want you to know I don't take it lightly. I do not take it lightly. Before I get started, I wanted to take a moment to thank our pastor and pastor's wife for their leadership during this period of time. I can honestly say the preaching has been powerful. It's been anointed, and it's been uplifting. And I can hear it now. You might say, of course you're going to say that. It's your parents, and maybe I seem or sound a little partial, but actually I'm saying these things because it's true. I've been with them during these past 6 weeks, and they truly have the heart of a caring and loving pastor and pastor's wife. And I don't say that. I am not ashamed to say that because it's true. Their love and concern, it goes above and beyond for our church. And I say that with my whole heart. There's a lot of pastors and pastors' wives out there. And I say this respectfully, but this couple is special and we are blessed. I want to thank you to my pastor and my pastor's wife for being a blessing during this time. I just, on a side note, wow, Wednesday night's message was so good. And I thought to myself as I sat there and listened, I thought, this is right. There was such a clear sound, and I'm so glad our pastor is concerned about our approach and our spirit being right with everything going on around us. So to my pastor and pastor's wife, which also happens to be my mother and my father, I just want to say I love and appreciate you. Thank you. The preaching definitely hasn't suffered during this time, and we are so thankful. I wanted to mention this before I get started. I'm not sure if Jessica and Miguel are listening today, but I wanted to say something to the both of them. Jessica and Miguel, our family, and to all of your family, our church family loves you and your family. The recent circumstances that you have faced are painful, and I've prayed for God to comfort and strengthen you. I wanted to thank you for your testimony, and I'm saying this from my heart. You both demonstrated with your testimony of faith and a trust in God. As I listened to the both of you speak, this thought came to me. What a privilege to know that God could trust the both of you to walk through this trial, and that both of you would display with your faith that God knows best. Romans 5, 3 and 4, I'm going to paraphrase, but we also rejoice in our sufferings because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character, and character, hope. And I just want to say to Jessica and Miguel and your family that we love all of you. Today, I really want to be an encouragement to somebody. And I've been in prayer this morning, and I feel God in such a strong way. But I want to encourage somebody today, and I want to tell you this. Only God knows the future and what lies ahead. So there is no need to worry. I just want to tell somebody that. There's no need to worry. We are in the palm of His hand. And I'm sure there's a lot of questions and possibly concerns. But I want to remind you that God is in control. And you might say, well, why are you crying when you say something like that? Because I want to express what I feel on my heart. I'm crying because I'm so grateful and thankful that we serve a God, that He is in control of everything. My prayer recently, and this is really where my prayer has been recently, is God, do all that needs to be done during this time. And I've been calling this time that we've been in, it's just kind of been a pause. There's been a pause in the hustle and the bustle of life. It just seems like everything's just kind of slowed down. And I was thinking yesterday, I said, God, I don't want to get in such a hurry to move on. And trust me, I'm ready to move on. I want to be back together. I want all of us to be back together. But I think we need to be careful that God is doing a work, and I don't want to get in such a hurry to move on that what needs to happen and individuals that need to be stirred gets cut short. This thought came to me. Oh, sorry. Messed up my notes. I just don't want it to get cut short. And I thought, God, help us to get all we need out of this time and exercise patience. We already know that God's in control. He knows the beginning to the end. He knew that this whole thing, this whole situation that we find ourselves in was coming a long time ago. And I'm just so thankful we are in His hands, and He's leading and He's guiding us. James 1:3 says, knowing this, that the trying of your faith, and I'm sure I can speak for our entire church, our faith has definitely been tried. But the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. I want to ask you a question today. Has this pause in our normal routine, has this stirred you? Have you prayed more? Do you feel like you've grown closer to God? You might say, Christy, I didn't need this pause. My walk with God was just fine. And to those, I respectfully say, to God be the glory. But to some of us, this time has caused a reevaluation and a desire to draw closer. I pray that not only our church, but individuals have went to not only another level, but several levels. When we gather on Sunday mornings for our live stream, I'm not going to lie, it feels strange looking out across the pews. and they're empty. But what's so powerful is as soon as pre-service prayer begins, I start to hear the prayers of my brothers and sisters going up. As soon as I walk onto that platform, I start to envision all of you there. And I begin to look around and use my imagination in the spirit realm. And I begin to reflect your worship habits. And it's so powerful. Just envisioning you there worshiping, I begin to feel the anointing while I'm praise singing. Let's reminisce. I want you guys to reminisce with me for just a moment. Sister Sanders, I envision you in the pew starting to get your praise on as only you can do. And you begin to shout and you begin to give glory to God in your own special way. Sister Kendra, I envision you on the keyboard. And so often, tears are streaming down your cheeks. And before you know it, you take off running the aisles in your special way. Then I look over to the right of the sanctuary and I see Sister Tulak with her hands raised, worshiping God in her own sweet way. Then I look and I see Brother Art and Sister Lisa, and I just envision all God has done in their lives. And before you know it, there goes Brother Art. He takes off to run a lap. Then I envision Brother Ray, our dear Brother Ray, walking down the middle aisle of our church. And we all know his body has been racked with pain. He's been fighting this cancer. But he's trying to get to that sanctuary. He's getting as close to the front of the altar so he can be in the presence of God. And then I envision Isis, our own little Isis. I can see her right now to the left of me as I stand there praying, singing, and she pours her heart out to God in her own special way. I could go on and on calling names, and I don't want anyone to feel like I left anyone out. I see all of you. These were the names I felt to mention. But I just wanted to create a picture of what I see during this time, and it's powerful. It's so powerful. I realize we desire to be together, and we all want to be together physically worshiping God. But just remember this, we are spiritually together. I am calling your names in prayer more than I've ever called our church's names in prayer before. In closing, I want to read something to you, and I'm about to finish up here, but I want to read this to you. It's a commitment as a Christian. And it says this, I'm part of the fellowship of the unashamed. I have stepped over the line. The decision has been made. I'm a disciple of Jesus Christ. I won't look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. My past is redeemed. My present makes sense, and my future is secure. I'm finished and done with low living, sight walking, small planning, smooth knees, colorless dreams, tamed vision, cheap living, and dwarfed goals. I no longer need preeminence, prosperity, position, promotions, or popularity. I don't have to be right, first, tops, recognized, praised, regarded, or rewarded. I now live by faith. I lean on his presence, walk by patience, lift by prayer, and labor by power. My face is set. My goal is heaven. My road is narrow. My way rough. my companion's few, my guide reliable, and my mission clear. I cannot be detoured, deluded, or delayed. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice, hesitate in the presence of the adversary, negotiate at the table of the enemy, nor meander in the maze of mediocrity. I won't give up, shut up, or let up until I have stayed up, prayed up, and preached up for the cause of Christ. I am a disciple of Jesus. I must go till he comes, give till I drop, preach till all know, and work till he stops me. And when he comes for his own, he'll have no problem recognizing me, because I will be with the ones that are living their lives completely committed to him. Church, I love all of you so much. I can't wait to be with you in spirit tomorrow morning. Let's keep one another in our prayers. And until we're back together, let's be strong. I love you all.
Thank you, Sister Ralph. Thank you so much for these great words this morning. You know, church, as Sister Ralph was speaking, I couldn't help but remember last night after Brother Ralph finished, we mentioned that Brother Ralph has a heart for God and a heart for people. Well, the same applies to Sister Ralph. You can feel the genuine love in her voice and in her words. Again, thank you, Sister Ralph, for this heartfelt devotion. Church, why don't we just take this anointing that we're feeling right now? Why don't we just thank God together? Why don't we just praise God for everything we've heard? Lord Jesus, we thank you for these great words, these genuine words from the heart of Sister Ralph, Lord God. We feel your anointing even now, Lord God. We're asking you, Lord God, to continue to work in our minds, work in our hearts so that we can get to that new place that we need to get to, as Sister Ralph talked about. We're asking in the name of Jesus, in el nombre de Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And everyone said amen. You know, church, we want to remind everybody all these messages that we've been hearing, including this one that we just heard, they're being recorded and they're being saved to our website. You simply have to go to our website and look under the archived messages, and you'll see the different messages. And if you know anyone that didn't hear today's message, please let them know they can listen to it later today throughout the day. Praise God. And we, with that said, we will see everyone back tonight at 7:15 p.m. for our exciting testimony devotion tonight. God bless you and have a great day today. Amen.